Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We just praise you, Father. You're an awesome God, and you just amaze me every day. And I thank you for these miracles, these mighty miracles we had today here. And I praise you for it, Father. It was such an awesome day, Lord, to see you work in your ways that you work, Lord. You astounded David and I both. And I just praise you, Father. It is such a glorious day today. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you and we glorify you, Father, for all that you have done this day. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. It's, hallelujah, Lord. You amaze me a lot of, so every time that you do these types of things for us, it's just amazing. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. And I know you're going to do it tonight, too. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you've got an open heaven tonight. And every prayer that we pray will be answered. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you that tonight we declare healings, deliverances, and whatever a circumstance of mountains coming down and valleys rising up in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, glory to God. Lord, I thank you for stirring up the gift of the Spirit in each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, we walk, act, and talk just like you do in Jesus' name with your help. And we praise you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just praise you, Father. My. Such an awesome day. But I can't tell you until tomorrow night. David and I discussed it, and he said, I will tell it tomorrow night. He said, can you keep your mouth shut? I said, I can. You know what I'm talking about, David. So we made an arrangement, but listen, do not miss tomorrow night's stream. Yeah, okay, it's too late. Oh, my. I'm telling you, I was just amazed today. Just amazed. But let me tell you something about faith. Step out. Just step out. When you pray, receive what you pray. I have received, Lord. I have received. Don't stumble and say, okay, I'm going to get somebody else to pray because I don't know if this one's going to be okay. No, it's up to you. Pray and believe. That's it. Pray and believe. And if you get somebody to pray for you, believe it's done. Because it's done. I'm telling you, it is done. And those trials will come before you. During those trials, you say, nope, I don't accept this. Glory to God, it is done in Jesus' name. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll see miracles like we saw today. Glory to God, glory to God. But you'll have to wait 24 hours. I'm just saying, but don't miss tomorrow night. It's going to be an awesome testimony from David and I. Praise God. All right. Okay, 23. Okay, and Benjamin.
So you can have a two-hour praise time beforehand?
We may.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to pick out some songs for tomorrow night. It's faith song, moving mountains, what have you. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? David said, you can get them all worked up, but don't tell them. And I said, okay, I'm pretty good at that. We can do that. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's thank the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord for the prayers that we put up. We know they're already answered in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that you have already answered all of our prayers. And we are thanking you, Father, right now and praising you, Father, that they are answered in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're an awesome God, and we praise you, Father, because nothing else matters but you, Father. Nothing else matters. Nobody could have imagined this would have been done but us who know the God that we serve. You're not a liar, that when we pray, we believe you're going to do it. You're going to pull in there and do exactly as you said you would do in your word. And when we believe your promises, Lord, guess what? They come true. Every one of them come true. Some a little longer than others, but they always come true. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Now, thank you for it, Father. Devil, get out of our way. You ain't got a bit of, get out of our way. God's going to get our praise. God's going to get our praise. We're not going to give the devil a bit of due. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, I'm a little bit fired up, but somebody can need some prayer. We'll definitely pray for you. And we're going to believe, too. Everybody in here is going to believe. I don't know what you're singing there, Missy. Amen, Andrada. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Woo. Yeah, Malcolm.
Yeah, this is not a prayer request. It's just want you to join me in thinking about my mother, who went into the she's been very sick, and they're into the COVID home test, which she takes every day, and it always comes up positive. So they finally took her to the hospital because she was having such a hard time breathing. Her oxygen level was down to in the low 80s, and so they finally took her into the hospital. I was trying to push that they not take her into the hospital because I didn't want them to slap the COVID sticker on her and then remdesivir her and ventilate her and death and $110,000 for the hospital. I was trying to, in the flesh, you know, negotiate with my siblings. So anyway, she went in. They finally took her in. And she was diagnosed with pneumonia, which means that, you know, it's not a little tip off, you know, a little notch on the gun for the hospital. So they're treating her well. I want to praise God that God's already healed her. She's in a little different state than my dad. She needs some deliverance and needs some things. Needs to deal with some stuff, so I'm just praying that, you know, hanging on with the rest of you for household salvation for our relatives, and I believe that God's going to grant her repentance. That's what you've already prayed for. So it's been a couple years since she got two of the COVID shots. So you know, the natural is 46% drop in immunity every week. So, but I'm just against all that, holding against all that, and thanking God she's already healed and that she will be brought to repentance by the Lord. And so there you go. Thank you, Lord, for doing that.
Amen, Lord. We just praise you and we glorify you that Malcolm's mom is healed, she's delivered, and she's in the kingdom in Jesus' name, because we believe.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, that it is done. By the stripes and the blood of Jesus. That's what you said, Lord. You told us that if we pray and we believe what we pray, we shall have it. And I believe we have received it. Malcolm's mother is healed, delivered, and in the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name. Does everybody believe that? Lord of God, it is true. Thank you, Jesus.
And
watch what happens
and
next.
I also want to thank you. I want to praise your name, Lord, for what you've done with David and Michael.
Amen.
In advance. I guess that we shouldn't. I guess we're not supposed to say amen if we don't know what it is. But anyway, I'm excited for you, Michael.
Man, David was ecstatic.
We can't join with you Friday night. We just have to do it vicariously.
Okay, well, I don't
Well,
know
thank
what
God
that word
now.
means. I don't know what that word means, so I'm just going to have to pass out saying, okay.
Oh, vicarious, it just means I'll have to do it kind of as though I were there, as though I could speak up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the vicar of Christ, is the Pope is standing in the place of Christ.
Yeah.
They say.
Okay. Thank you, Father. All right, Missy.
I have a prayer request. As you all know, I told you about my great uncle Orvin. My mom told me he was 94 when he passed away. And I'm believing he's with the Lord. And my mom told me that his oldest daughter, Denise, she couldn't go to the memorial because she had COVID. And so she was there in her car. She, you know, my mom saw her. She was there in her car, but she couldn't go in. She says, I just couldn't stay away. My mom spoke to her, you know, from a distance. She had a mask on and all, but anyway. So here, my mom emailed me today and told me that my aunt Anna Mae, my uncle Orvin's wife, she has COVID and she was in the hospital, and they put her in the nursing home, in the COVID section there where my mom and dad are, the nursing home section, to recover from COVID. And then also, she supposedly that, said that she's been having confusion and some kind of dementia. So I want to pray for her. First of all, in the name of Jesus, I break all the curses spoken on her in the name of Jesus. I break that COVID curse in the name of Jesus. I don't believe that she even has that in the natural. It's just because you know how all that testing is a bunch of baloney. No offense, Michael. Anyway, and and I break that curse of dementia. She has a strong, clear, concise mind focused in the name of Jesus. And I just command all fogginess and all her memory to be normal. She has normal memory recall. Recent and past in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for healing her completely, Lord. And I just bind up all grieving spirits and command them to go from her in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help her to rejoice and be happy, Lord, for Uncle Orvin, because he's with you now and he's no longer in pain. And just use that to comfort her, Lord, and to just to thank you, Lord. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that you make the way, Lord, that she could live with one of her daughters now that Uncle Orvin's gone, and that you just have somebody come in and just take over and just sell the things and sell the house or whatever, and that she can go and live with Denise or Vicky. I ask in Jesus' name, and that she not be as a lot of people her age would say, a burden to be taken care of, Lord, that she is strong and healthy until the day that she goes to be with you, Lord. And whenever that would be, Lord, that, and I've prayed this before for her and Uncle Orvin, that neither of them would go from this life, Lord, until they were ready to be with you. And I still believe that for my Aunt Anna Mae. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in Aunt Anna Mae. Comfort her. Use this time to draw her close to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I just command all lying symptoms. And I command that the next time she's tested for COVID, that it be negative in the mighty name of Jesus, and that she does not have to be quarantined anymore, and that people can go in and actually visit with her, and that she will be out of that that place in no time flat, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and be with family. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, to give my mom just encouragement and words from your heart and your spirit, Lord, to speak to my Aunt Anna Mae, to encourage her and uplift her, and to just speak Jesus to her, Lord, and just to speak nothing but negative. And I strike down all negative speaking from my mom, Lord. I forbid it. I forbid the enemy to speak negative at all through my mom, to my Aunt Anna Mae, no matter what it is, Lord, no matter what it is, and just encouraging and uplifting. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, for your mighty salvation in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, Father. We hope our faith aren't going to miss in. And know it is done, Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord of God, Lord of God. Amen. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Geneva. I guess that's you.
Yeah, it's me. So I have something I want to share with you all, and then I also had a prayer request. But today I was reading my word, and I feel like the Lord blessed me with something, and I just wanted to share it with you all because, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever felt the same way or not, but it was something I never even noticed that I was doing. But so I was reading 2 Peter 3:14. It says, "Wherefore, beloved, since you look for these, give diligence to be found in peace, spotless and blameless before him, and account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation." So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the peace and, you know, to be blameless. And yeah, I was reading my word, and I got another scripture after that, and it said, "Beware lest carried away with the error of the wicked, you fall from your own steadfastness." And I was thinking about it, like, sometimes I kind of go in lulls where, like, I'll be reading really well, and then the next day it's just, I get so busy, and, you know, next thing I know, like, I'm kind of all over the place, or if I read, like, I'm not completely focused. And anyways, I noticed that when I go to pick up my word, it's like Satan trying to condemn me and be like, "Well, you're not reading it as good as you did the other day. And, you know, you should read it this way. And, how many times have you done a faith at random?" And like all these things just trying to come to my head. And it just hit me when I was reading these scriptures. And I just realized, like, Lord, like, I rebuke any spirit of condemnation as I'm reading my word and how to read it, and that I'm not reading the right thing, or, you know, where's my thoughts, and, you know, why are you not focused enough? Like, that's all just a distraction to keep me from really being, you know, receiving the promises. And then, funny as that is, the next thing I read was, "The Lord is not slack concerning the promise, as some count slackness." And I looked that up, you know, like, okay, so in the word, like, you know, I know what slack means to us, but biblically, it's talking about, you know, carelessness, sloppy, deceitful. And then I realized too, like, that's a spirit of deceit, and it's a spirit of slackness trying to make me feel like I'm, you know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not reading it right. Anyways, so I said a prayer, and I told this thing to get off me. And this is something that I've actually been kind of dealing with for a while. And anyways, I told it to get off me in the name of Jesus. And I just felt so free after. And I felt like I was able to just read and focus and feel good and really just soak it in my brain and, you know, have recall and just all of the things. I was just so thankful. I was like, man, like, I want to share that with everybody, because Now, I don't know if anyone's ever, which I know, Julie, I saw yours in the chat. You said been there. So, you know, it's uplifting. You know, cause, I've been listening to some of the, I think there was one just posted about condemnation on UBM's website. And, you know, what a, what a tactic that is used by the enemy to make us feel condemnation. And, you know, I just had to rebuke that thing and tell it to go because the word is true. And we have the mind of Christ. And anyways, I just want to praise the Lord. I feel like that was kind of like a little, just a little revelation the Lord gave me, like, hey, you know, here's this and tell it to go. So praise the Lord for that. But thank you, Jesus. And then what's funny after that is then I look down in my journal and at the end of the pages on my journal, there's like scriptures. That's just kind of how my journal was made. And it said, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So I was like, well, there we go. Praise the Lord. John 8:36. So anyways, it's just like one thing after another. So praise the Lord. But I do want to, my prayer request after that is, me and Morgan were grocery shopping and, you know, believing by faith, he said, there ain't nothing wrong with him. He's fine in Jesus' name. And that's true. But I do want to, go on and ask for prayer because he was feeling his stomach and I guess there was like a hard spot underneath. And he asked me if I could feel it. Now I couldn't personally feel anything, but anyways, whatever that is, you know, whether it's just thoughts or Satan just trying to, you know, scare us or anything like that. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that is gone in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, Satan. And, you have no business being here. So as Brother Michael says, take your bags and go. Thank you, Lord, that, Morgan is healed and he's set free, Father. And, that God, you are not slack concerning the promise, Father, and that we are free because you set us free indeed. And I just thank you, Jesus, that, Morgan is fine and we are healthy, Lord. We're all healthy, God. And, Lord, we live and breathe and, see and speak you, Jesus. Lord, we manifest you, Jesus. And I just thank you, God. And I just, rebuke any lying spirit, any manipulation, anything that tries to come to our minds that tells us that we're anything less than that. You have to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. And I just, receive your promises, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we all believe with your neighbor, everything she prayed for Morgan has already happened. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that, it's a household free of curses. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, my. What a presence tonight. Go ahead, Patrick.
So, I have to say, I have a confession and a prayer request, and it's interesting that first of all, Mike, I'd like to thank you for your enthusiasm and the spirit that you brought in here just now, because I came in with a heaviness and an opposition, a failure, a defeat, of everything. I was, keep that in mind continue on. But, when you were starting to talk about that, I started, of what God has given you and David to present tomorrow, and I just started thinking about that because I had the thought of Paul and Silas in sitting in jail, and obviously the disciples in those days when this whole thing was starting were the whole world was against them. And yet, they prayed for boldness, you know, and they, and God filled them with the Spirit, and they went out and they spoke to the masses, to the whole world. The whole world was against them, and they spoke boldly. And yes, they got thrown in jail. And yes, they were, there were repercussions for that, but they did not quit speaking. And, even when Paul and Silas, was it Silas, were in jail and they started singing and praising God, and the shackles fell off, and the gates of the prison, you know, were blown open, and everybody knows the story. But God reversed that whole thing, reversed the whole thing. He overrode the will of the society around them, and his word will be preached and will be presented with boldness and all the rest. And I have to say that even this morning when I was, I'm driving every morning an hour and a half to work, and it gives me time to listen to the messages on my podcast every morning. So that's a blessing, even though I, you know, have to drive so far. And I was listening to last night's message, and I think it was Michael was talking about, you can only give what you have. If you don't have it, you can't give it. If you don't have the faith for something, you can't give it. And I got to thinking about that, and of course then that led me down a whole path of looking at all the areas in my life which are, you know, deficient. And I was coming into the meeting tonight for prayer, and which I'm still going to ask, but all I could think of was that writing on the wall of that came to the Babylonian king. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. And I really felt that for myself that I'm, you know, is, I think it's that whole thing. You're never going to, you know, measure up. You're never going to make it. You're never going to overcome. You're never, you know, it's just total defeat. And so when I came in, and that's what happened when I came into the meeting tonight, and I started listening to Michael talk about this, what God has done. And of course, Anna's testimony on Tuesday of God healing her, which is a total blessing. And I just have to ask for prayer for boldness to speak, to uncover the lid, take the lid off of my life, and let the truth of God and the life of Christ just be expressed. And I feel like I, from the time that I even entered into, I guess the organized church, it seems like I've been putting a lid on the things that the Lord has shown me. And it's just, you know, I'm just tired of it. And I guess if I have a prayer, is that I want to be free in liberty in the life of Jesus. And Father, Lord, I thank you that you have given me that you have given me, the prayers and the desires of my heart. Lord, I praise you that only you can provide this life that, and give us the grace to exchange and to put down the old life and to take up the new. And Lord, even though these things are hard, many times that I discover things in my life that I haven't seen before or that I've seen and I'm struggling over and I'm afraid to address. Lord, I just give you those things right now. I yield them up to you. I thank you, Lord, that you purchased me with your blood, that I am not my own. I'm bought with a price, and I'm now owned by you. And I thank you, Lord, that you take care of your possessions. And so I just ask you, Lord, for the filling of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill me with your boldness to stand in the midst of this flood that is overwhelming the world and overwhelming our country. And even as the things that we see coming out of the White House, the Lord, I'm just reminded of the statement that this acceptance of the debauchery and the pronouns and the homosexuality and the so many terms now that I don't even know what the limit of the debauchery is now, but our government has accepted that, Lord. And Father, you have shown very clearly through the word that there is a level that you will accept and that you will allow, but there is a level in the nations where you will put your foot down and you will come and intervene and you will put a stop to it. And that's very clear in the scripture. And so, Lord, I just, I'm fearful, I guess, for the things that are coming upon this country and the things that are, people are so ill prepared for the devastation that's coming. But Lord, I know that out of that process, you're going to raise a people up that will stand even in the midst and will walk through the fire and will walk across the water, will walk in your ways and in your word and in your strength and in your life. And I just ask, Lord, that you fill us, you prepare us, you give us the grace to accept, to put down, to accept, and just to walk in full confidence and trust of your deliverance, your spirit, your supply, and your life in us. And we thank you for that. I just pray for myself and I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, for that boldness just to rest in your life that you placed in us. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I receive it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for all the boldness that you can give me and everybody else in this thing, Lord. And I know that you'll give us all the boldness that we want. That we want. And I thank you for it, Father. And we already have all the Holy Spirit. And I just praise you, Father, that it is up to us to get into that particular part of it by praying in the Spirit a lot, getting with you a lot, Lord, and forget about all the rest of everything. That all of our free time should be working and seeking after you, Lord. And I praise you for it because I know the things that are coming are going to be awesome for the ones that are bold.
Praise you, Jesus.
And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. You know, John Lake said this. They asked him one time, what was the making of his ministry? What was the big thing of his ministry? And he said tongues were the making of his ministry because tongues get you in the spirit real quick. There's many kinds of ways that tongues works in your life, but they all work to the good, and that's the spirit. And that puts you into walking in the spirit. That puts you into interpreting your tongues. That puts you into all the gifts. When you speak in, when you pray in your heavenly language, when you speak in your heavenly language as much as possible, that puts you in the spirit of God. And when you get in the spirit of God, that stirs up your spirit in you, glory to God. And ain't nothing can come before you that the Lord won't bring down. I'm telling you, it's awesome time. Yeah, Pat.
I just needed to sneak in here before Gano. Because of what you just said. I know that everybody knows that I kind of, the Lord led me in through the non-spirit-filled section of Christianity. And of course, this, I only bring this up because the Lord brought this up to me this morning as I was driving in. And, I came, when I came to the Lord, I didn't have a background in Christianity or whatever. So everything was kind of a blank slate to me. And when I came in, I came into that system and of course reading my my Bible, and I started, wanting to be filled with the Spirit and baptized and speaking in tongues. I could see that it was there. But I got the word, that passed away with the apostles and this and that and whatever. And, I did not buy that at the time, obviously, but I figured, well, God must know what he's doing here in my life. And so I'm just going to keep on moving. But I don't remember exactly when this was in this whole process of awakening, but I do know I was under the burden of something much like what it was just now when I came in. I was under the gun. I was, I think it was in a time when I was starting, the Lord was taking me through stepping out in faith in my personal business. And I started, I was a contractor, and I started praying that God would lead me to the next job type thing. And when I would find the next job and talk to them, I would pray and ask God to give me the price of how much I should charge for this, and that's the whole thing. And I just went through some steps of faith and whatever through that time. And it was in this time because I got angry at something that was happening in my life or in the house, or I don't remember what it was. And I got angry and I struck the front door with my hands. I just bam, I hit the front door with my hands and I broke the glass in it. I mean, I cracked the glass. And it was like an awakening inside me. It was like, whoa, where did that come from? What's going on here? And I started going into defeat and, confession and depression and rejection. And I don't know how many other uns that I had, but I went through them all. And I didn't, it was like a Wednesday night and I didn't even go to church. I just went and I told my wife, go ahead and go. I'm just going to stay here. And I went into the bedroom. And I just started pouring out my heart to God. And I was so overwhelmed with what had come out of me, what I was just seeing that was in there. And I started pouring out my heart to God and crying out for mercy and you know what is going on here, Lord, and everything and all of the, and as I was praying and I was under the pressure and crying and tears, and all of a sudden I started listening to myself and I was speaking in tongues. And it was a time I paused, not in my prayer. I was still praying and crying out to the Lord, but I was separated in my mind and listening to myself speaking in tongues. And I thought, what in the, where did that come? Well, you know, what is this? You know? And so the Lord took me through I don't know if he kind of slipped this in the back door or whatever. I'm not quite sure, because I was in the midst of an environment that did not believe in that sort of thing. And yet it come out of me. And at that time, I wasn't even seeking. I mean, in that general time, I was, you know, was seeking about tongues and everything. And the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Spirit, etc. And the Lord was showing me a lot of things. But when this popped out of me, it startled me so much, because I didn't know, you know, what's going on here. And I stopped. And now the depression and everything else, it went away. It was gone, because now I was focused on something else and I was off and running. But I just, so the thing that hit me today, boy, sure, I'm rattling again. I'm sorry about this. Since I got the floor, I'll just say it. The Lord led me to this scripture of, Jesus, when he came over the hill and he come to John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, and he came to John the Baptist for baptism. And of course, John said, well, wait a minute, it should be you baptizing me. And he said, suffer it for now, for thus becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, he was providing an example for the rest of us of what was happening, what needed to happen, the baptism in water. And it hit me at that time that, and he said, and when Jesus was baptized, went up straightway from the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And obviously, Jesus had the Holy Spirit before. He was the whole, you know, you can't get more holy than Jesus. His Spirit was absolute holy. And yet it says the Spirit descended upon him as a dove, and lo, a voice out of heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And it's the voice of the Father out of heaven is basically just obviously confirming that this life of Jesus is the one that's the only one acceptable, the one that is well pleasing to him. And it dawned on me at the time, I know that the very next thing that happened is the Spirit led him into the wilderness, and he fasted for 40 days and was tempted of the devil. He went into the wilderness and he went in the presence of the Spirit and returned in the power of the Spirit. And it dawned on me, even reminiscing in my mind about how I received the Spirit, and it was a later rendition of that in my life as well, that it was intended and meant by God that we receive the Holy Spirit as a second thing with Jesus at the time of repentance, at the time of our repentance and our being born again. But I, at that time, did not, because of the circumstances or whatever that I just spoken about. But I think it was meant that we receive it immediately when upon repentance. And I think it's because that repentance is an absolute essential ingredient necessary for receiving the Spirit. I'm speaking totally on my own here. Hopefully not on my own. But anyway, so the thing that hit me about it is that today, in our time, in this dark environment now in the world that we're in, the majority of people have believed in a Jesus. The repentance and the born again portion, but have not received anything after that. And what is going to be a necessary ingredient for the full gospel to be preached is the reception of the Holy Spirit after repentance. I think it will have to be after a repentance there. Thus, I think it's going to be absolutely essential that there is revival before we're able to preach the full gospel, because those that receive the full gospel will need to receive the Holy Spirit in this time. So I don't know. I'm hoping that I'm not rattling here or whatever. But anyway, it's just I felt the need this to cry out for God to fill us, anoint us, bring us into this fullness. And I say us. I really mean me to be in that fullness of His life, full of the Holy Spirit, and nothing lacking. So I better shut up. That's all I need. Thanks.
No, you did good. Yeah, that was okay. Go ahead, Gaino.
I was going to pray for Gerard, but Greg just got home, so I will let him pray for him because he has been in contact with Sarah today. So I'll let Greg pray for him.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to lift Gerard up in prayer. This is a friend of mine from years back, and he, to make a long story short, he was found to have a mass of some kind in his chest. And anyway, they went into surgery yesterday, and he came out. There was some complications with bleeding and that sort of thing. I think they've got that taken care of. But so I guess now the route that they have chosen to go with is chemo treatments, which, you know, but I'd like to just pray for him and Sarah and the kids and just get everyone to agree with me on this. We've already prayed here at the fellowship, but I just want to include y'all.
All right.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just lift Gerard up to you in his time of trial here. And I know he loves you, Lord. I know. They want to be well-pleasing in your sight. They want to walk in faith and stand on your promises. And they're needing some help here with their faith, Lord. So I just ask you, Lord, to meet them in their place of need right now and bring your peace, bring your comfort to them. And just come against the spirit of fear. Just cast down fear in Jesus' name.
You have no place here with them. We know that Gerard was healed at the cross by the shed blood of Jesus. He was healed. And that's our confession. And that's their confession too. And I just pray, Lord, that that you go in there and wipe out every last connection that that mass had to anything in his body, to any of the surrounding tissues or possible organs or anything. They were talking like that was a possibility. And I think they kind of scared Sarah, especially with that. So in the name of Jesus, we just wipe out those connections once and for all. We just see it in our mind's eye as dissolved and fading away into nothing. We curse that thing to death, cancer, or whatever it is. You have no place in Gerard's body because of the shed blood of Jesus. So you must go. And all the other related symptoms that have come along with this, we just bind up and cast down in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just ask you for a quick work here, that they wouldn't have to go any further with this chemo, that you would prove yourself mighty and strong in this place of weakness, Lord, and that you get the glory and that you get the honor. And I thank you for that. And I also just pray for your protection and peace for Sarah and the girls, and just protect them from any outside influences that would try to stir up any fear or double-mindedness or anything like that, Lord. And we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We hook our faith up with Greg and Gano, Lord, Sarah, and also Gerard, Father God, and we thank you that he is healed. We command that spirit of cancer off of him. We command that spirit of the fear of cancer off of him. We command that spirit of death away from him in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, fear, you go from him. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we praise and we glorify him, that you are placing in them bold faith to speak up the word of God and to follow the word of God, because I know he's healed by the word of God. And I praise you, Father, for being with them where they are in their faith, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, he's going to have a wonderful testimony of your goodness and your grace and your mercy upon him, Lord. And it's going to bring a lot of people to you, Father. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Gerard and Sarah and their family. In Jesus' mighty name. Fear, you don't have any say in it. You go from them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that their faith is in you. And we praise you for it, Father. Lord of God, Lord of God. And we neutralize any effects that that chemo has on any other organ in their body other than the cancer.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Gerard. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I believe it.
Amen. Amen.
We've been thanking the Lord that they did take him off the ventilator today. At least we heard they were going
praise to. God.
So that's very good. Mm-hmm. Really thankful. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yep. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Okay. Thank you all.
Okay. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Isaac.
Hey, everybody. I have a testimony I wanted to. A testimony and then a confession. So I wanted to give a testimony that happened, I think, this weekend. And basically it was, the family we've been, you know, just kind of going through some stuff here, such as some infirmities and, you know, and we're not believing it, but you know, I'm just going to be honest. I really haven't taken, you know, I haven't really done any spiritual warfare for myself. I feel like I've just dealt with it, but this will get to the testimony. Isaiah, he's the youngest one. I think it's Saturday or so, he was feeling pretty bad, been sleeping, wouldn't eat. Felt like he did that for 2 days. And we let him sleep with us. And, you know, and he would sit there and kind of whimper and cry in his sleep because I knew it was hard on him. Excuse me. Anyways, so, you know, I wake him up, check on him. He's okay. Go back to sleep. And then I wake up again because he's shaking. His arms are shaking, kind of flailing around. And he's hot, man, like super, super hot. And, you know, so I wake him up and turn the light on and ask him if he's okay. And he doesn't recognize me or know where he is or who he is, right? Or what's going on because it's, I get it. He just woke up out of sleep. But, you know, I waited there for about a minute. I was like, hey, who am I? Who am I? He just didn't know. He didn't know. He knew mama. That's a hard one to forget. But, you know, he was just, you know, I said, hey, count to three, count to five, count to 10. And he was able to get to that. And, you know, and I just said, okay, in Jesus' name, fever break and go and be done. And so we went back to sleep. And, you know, you kind of hear him throughout the night. And when we woke up, his body temperature was completely normal. And you know what he did? He actually rolled over and looked at me and gave me a mean face because he loves to do that to me. He loves to give me a mean face because he's always trying to, you know, play ninja with me or something or want to, you know, wrestle dad at. So, you know, I was just thankful for that. I'm real thankful for the Lord coming through in a strong way. And, you know, and for me myself, I've just kind of been dealing with it. Excuse me. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. I've been kind of, yeah, I haven't taken my place to even cast it down out of myself. And so, you know, I repent for that. But two, I kind of wanted to confess something else. You know, at work, I usually talk about work a lot, I think. And that, I think that's because usually where my, that's where I'm usually at, one. And that's kind of where my trials come and kind of where the Lord got me to speak to others. You know, that's just kind of how it goes. Anyways, you know, I've been working a whole bunch and my project list just grows and grows and grows. And I feel completely overwhelmed, even with the knowledge of it. I just don't. The Lord's, just as he gave Daniel and them knowledge and wisdom and all things, I know he's done that for me because I already feel blessed. But it's sometimes I'll still make it hard. I've always been really hard on myself about stuff like this. I'm kind of my worst critic. And this may sound not okay, and maybe it's not faith, and bear with me, folks. But sometimes I feel like I've been hard on myself, like, oh, I need to learn, I need to do this. But it's also been the thing that's driven me. But I don't think that's okay. I really don't think that's where I need to be. And long story short, man, I've just been working a whole bunch. Like, you know, I would say a normal day for me is 12 hours. And that's including my travel there and back. But it's nothing for me to actually work 11 or 12. Excuse me, sorry about that, guys. Anyways, and it is, you know, it's every day of the week. Well, I get the weekends off. But the thing that really got me kind of upset at work is this, and that's what I want to repent about, is, you know, I'm always breaking everybody out because I got maintenance guys there, and I go break them out. Like, hey, go get a lunch. I'll cover. Now, I'm not great at covering right now, right? All this is new to me, but I do it. You know, go get a lunch. And man, I miss my lunch every single day, literally almost every day. I probably get a lunch 2 or 3 times a week, maybe not even that. And I don't get hangry. That stuff don't really bother me. I've been doing it since I've been there, actually. But yesterday I kind of got a little upset because they catered, for everybody and it was a kind of personalized meal. And it was supposed to be at 11 o'clock. Well, at 10:59, the machine breaks because that's how things work. So I go and we have to replace that, you know, replace a few sensors because it crashed. And it's just me and another guy. Everybody else kind of took off and left us high and dry. And it's like, okay, well, we'll fix it. Yeah, I'm not going to leave my guys hanging. I'm not going to leave them there. I'm like, well, see you later, suckers. You know, I'm not going to do that. So I go and we fix it. And then the other guy just takes off. And it's like, oh, okay. And it's me and another fella. Well, we're waiting for somebody to break us out because we got two lines running and we just can't leave them. And I make a text message because I knew somebody at this point, if it started at 11, it was like 11:35 or 11:40 this time. I text message, you know, my boss said, hey, can you come break us out? Nobody responded. So we missed out. And that's okay, man. But I got mad that day and I kind of mentioned it to my boss, but I didn't get mad at him. I just kind of got upset at the situation. And I got to tell you, man, this guy is such a great guy. He's a great guy, man. He's awesome. Nice, patient, probably the most patient person I ever worked with. And I love that about him. I'm so thankful because I've been going through this proverbial pattern of bosses that are there to make me carry my cross. That has been a pattern in my life. And I've went from job to job to job, not passing the test. Okay. And this last job, the Lord finally gave me a dream. Like, okay, I passed the test this one. And he was pretty rough on me too, but you know, it was in a good sense and it wasn't fun, but I passed, thank God. That was that race where I ran a mile, 1 mile in 4:40. And I didn't know I was winning. I was just running to run my best. And one thing. Okay. So anyways, so long story short, where was I going? Yeah. So, yeah. So like this proverbial pattern, and I just know by witnessing who my boss is. And listen, I don't mean this wrong. I've never been, I've never been a suck up. That's actually haunted me in other jobs too. It's kind of part of the problem. You know, I just do my job. I'm always happy to do any job. I like to work. But, so I'm not saying this to be that guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I know that the Lord's blessed me. Isaac, you got through the test that you should have got through years ago. You got through it, grace to God. And my boss is just so pleasant to work with. I'm just so thankful for that. But anyways, I say all this to make myself sound worse. So, long story short, you know, he's so busy and he's 110% type of guy, man. He works twice as hard as every other engineer in the plant. If the engineers get, I'm not trying to knock nobody. If they get there at 8 o'clock, they leave at 3. We're supposed to go like 8 to 4:30. I get there at 7 something. You know, I kind of stay pretty late. But this guy, man, he 110% cares about everything. And that's great, but that's quite a baton to pass to me. Anyways, so long story short, sorry, it's a long story long. trying to catch myself where I was going. I apologize, guys. It's going to be good though. Just hang with me. So long story short, this fella, he's so into what he's doing that he always forgets to take a break. He forgets to take lunches and he forgets. And he just, and I love him dearly. And I don't mean this to knock him. He kind of forgets what he's doing because he's on one thing to the next thing to one thing to the next thing because he's got the world on his shoulders. He's not just my boss. He's boss of all engineering. But this fella also takes his time to really explain things to me and put extra time into me. But like I say, he's got the world on his shoulders. And I tell you what I've noticed. The rest of the place, the rest of the engineerings, whatever those peoples are, they don't like him for it. They don't like him for it because he tries harder than everybody else. And I noticed that. And other people's notice it, but, thank you, Jesus. And long story short, here we go again. Anyways, is that the sixth time, Missy? I'm counting you. I can count to six. I'm counting your fingers. So anyways, well, I want to say it again, but now here we go. So I forget to get a lunch, or I don't forget to get a lunch. I don't get one. He gets one, and everybody else gets ones, and I'm just like, okay. The problem is I was kind of having a hard time that week because I was, you know, dealing with this infirmity. Lord, forgive me for not taking your authority you've given me. And two, I mean, I've been showing up to work every day, working, you know, happy to work, happy to be there. Truly, I am. And work the hours. Thank God I get to work these hours, right? And, you know, thankful we just did one meeting where I looked like I didn't know nothing in the meetings. I can't hardly explain myself. And I have to, and what happened was in the meeting, they get to talking and then it's, what can we improve? But it's with production and quality and engineering and not only my boss, but his boss. And so it gets to a point where they ask this question and my boss looks at me. I don't have an answer. And I go, that's what I sounded like. I mean, I just didn't, terrible. And I felt so embarrassed. And I said something I thought was right. And somebody goes, that's incorrect. I said, oh, okay. But that does make sense now if you put it that way. So long story short, gosh, that's seven. So here we go. We leave the meeting and he goes, Isaac, you got to go to another meeting. And I just look at him. I said, Dennis, I'm going to get a lunch. And I just said it like that. I was really upset because I felt like I was being left hanging. Everybody got their lunches and, you know, and don't get me wrong. It's not a hangry thing. I don't care about that. We need to be breaking each other out and looking out for each other. And I feel bad because it shouldn't even be something that I was upset about. It's so trivial. But he goes, I said, I'm getting a lunch, man. And I just walked out. I didn't attend the next meeting, so I didn't want to because it wasn't really for us. And man, I felt so bad about it. I felt really bad about it. I've been feeling bad about it today. You know, I try to do all the work for him. He's an older fella, so I want to do all the work and him just point the finger or hold a flashlight for me. I just feel like that's my job to do that. And don't get me wrong, I'm a great flashlight holder, but, you know, I want to prove that I care. Anyways, I felt real bad and I felt convicted about it. And he took it with a grain of salt. He even made fun of me for it, which I don't mind that. We all make fun of each other. But, 1 second. Okay, I'm back. Anyways. So, man, I just real feel bad. I shouldn't do that. There should be enough Christ in me to deny myself. And I wasn't exercising that. And I wasn't claiming, you know, hey, I have the mind of Christ or whatnot. And I wasn't been feeling lackadaisical. And I don't know if that's due to hours, but it doesn't matter really in the grand scheme of things. And I was driving home and I said, Lord, man, you know, I want to be a man after your own heart, like David was. You know, let me have like the heart of David. You know, the Holy Spirit said something to me. He said, how about the heart of Jesus? And I said, well, yeah, that's right. Not to say that David didn't, right? But, you know, we claim the mind of Christ, claim the heart of Christ too. And so I just want to put myself out there and say, that's not okay. You shouldn't do that. And, you know, I cast down any factious spirit in Jesus' name and I cast down, rejection in Jesus' name. And if I miss a lunch, okay, big deal. I miss a lunch. I'm kind of used to it in my career. It's a no brainer. It just things don't have to be fair. You know why? Because I got Christ on my side. And if things were fair, you know, we wouldn't have this grace that we have, you know, in my past. And I'm just real thankful that God's grace is enough and it's sufficient for me. But hey, I love you guys. Thank y'all.
Amen, Isaac. That's great. Awesome. I like that. Long story short, over 10 minutes. That sounds like Missy. But no, that's cool. That's cool. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, who's counting? Amen. Seven is a new record. Okay. All right. That's an hour and a half. All right. Anyone else got prayer request or testimony? Okay. How many of you have read much about John Lake? Not very many of them? Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about him. Because I have. I've read extensively about him because of his ministry. The reason I brought that up about tongues a while ago. It's because there's a reason behind it. When Lakewood, most, if not all, of his sermons came from tongues and interpretation of tongues. He would go out for a walk and he would speak in tongues going, and he would get the interpretations when he came back, and he would utilize that as his sermon for whatever it was. That's how he got most, if not all, of his sermons were interpretations of tongues. The Lord speaking through him, through tongues. It's a vital necessity. If you want to live a close life with the Lord, to be in the Spirit a lot. And when, you know, the Lord told us to speak in the Spirit, to pray in the Spirit all the time. You can pray. I pray in the Spirit when I try to anyway. I know there's times when you can't, but when you're not doing anything, I pray in the Spirit. How many of you can pray in the Spirit in your mind? Yeah. Everybody, yeah. Okay. Well, the reason that I'm saying this is because praying in the Spirit, you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God in you. That is the power of God in you. That's where all the power instructions, that's where your teachings come from. It's from the Spirit of God. Whether it be in yourself or someone else that's in the Spirit of God, that has the Spirit of God. That's why the Lord told us, allow no man to teach you, only the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is always accurate. Always accurate. There's not any error in that. You can interpret your own tongues. You can walk in the gifts of the Spirit when needed. When needed, all the gifts are available to you. And it's not something out there that the Lord says, okay, today I'm going to give Julie the spirit of faith, or the spirit, whatever is, that's not the way it goes. It's what you need as you're walking in the Spirit of God, doing the things that God has asked you to do in the Word of God. That's when they come into play. When you go out there and you meet these people, and you're evangelizing, or you're going out spreading the gospel, you're going to need that. And always believe that the gifts are available to you. It's not something that God just says, okay, today I'm going to give you this. No, it's whatever you need. It's your toolbox. That's what it is. When Jesus came into this, when we accepted salvation, we were granted salvation. Jesus gave us everything that we need to do his work at that time. We just have to learn to walk into that realm of Christ's likeness as we learn the Word of God. The Word of God is the Spirit of God, as Jesus told us. All of it works together through the Spirit. And as we learn, the more you pray in the Spirit, the more your spirit is stirred up. And when your spirit is stirred up, there's all kinds of things that'll happen. There's all kinds of things that'll happen. You get words of knowledge from the Lord. You get teaching from the Lord. You get revelation from the Lord. You see people healed from the Lord. You see miracles happen from the Lord. That's just all I want to kind of throw out there a little bit and get your mind on the Spirit of God rather than what's going on around you. Condemnation, as David said the other day, will take you out because it destroys your faith. And I'll tell you something the Lord told us, those in the bride that have condemnation and keep coming back with condemnation. I'm not talking to any specific one here. I'm talking to everybody that's listening here and on the broadcast too. That spirit of condemnation will take you out of the bride. That's what the Lord told us here the other day. And so it's something that you have to guard against. Listen, always keep your mind on God. Forget, that's the devil. That's the devil coming in there trying to destroy you. That devil, he is so sneaky, man. He tries to get you under condemnation because this happened or that happened or what. No, I'm sanctified by the blood of Christ, Lord of God, and I'm walking just like Jesus. That's right, Julie. Discern every thought. Cast down those vain imaginations. And start glorifying God for what he's doing in your life. Rather than sitting around and thinking about what happened in the past or what happened yesterday. Repent from it. Go and get back on the road again. That's right, Judy. We are forgiven. He told us that if you confess your sins, you're forgiven. You're just as holy as you was before you sinned. Yeah, Judy.
I was thinking about and meditating and kind of studying on the blood of Christ and the atonement. And I just did a word study on that. If you had some time, you always do that. We don't deserve the forgiveness we got, but that's what God did. That's why he sent Jesus, to pay for everything we did. Everything we did. If we were against sin, as David has said, there's no condemnation. If we're not in willful sin, there's no condemnation. And the enemy is always going to try to accuse me of anything he can fire in my head and get me to accept. And, it's a constant battle. That's why that helmet of salvation is so important. No, I'm saved. Shut up, devil. I've been forgiven of everything. It doesn't matter. If I make a mistake, it's under the blood. If I failed again, it's under the blood. I don't want it. God knows that. He knows me. He knows you. He knows your intent, what you want. Are you running after Jesus? I'm running after Jesus. All I care about. And the distractions come in, the warfare, it's don't accept those lies. He's just a liar. And he's trying to get us, like Michael said, condemnation, guilt. He accuses us day and night. Night and day, day and night. But we have to know, I'm forgiven. Jesus took it all away. And he took that old sin nature. I have to remember my baptism. He took that sin nature and he gave me his righteousness. I can't do any better than that. He's already given it to me. Anyhow, it's just warfare. Fight, fight, fight.
Amen. It is. It's a fight. That's what he has enlisted us to do, right? Put on that battle gear and go after that with that double-edged sword. Glory to God, he's chopping heads right and left. That's what we ought to be looking at. Be looking at the what we are doing. What we are doing is defending God's people. When you pray and you believe what you pray, I'm telling you, when you pray in the Spirit a lot, the enemy will start to fear you and they will run before you open your mouth because you get a reputation in the spirit realm of your boldness against him. And that's why he wants us to be bold in him. and believe that when we pray, bless God, it's done. Declare and decree it. Thank God for it, because it's done in the spirit realm. And then you'll see it manifested in the physical realm. Yeah, dude.
Did you see Isaac's message in the chat?
No.
He would like some prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we can. Now, once we cast that thing off of you, Isaac, it's up to you to keep it off. Just, brother, just come against it hard. Because he's going to try to go out there and do a wheel and come right back. Okay, I'm going to pray. Everybody here is going to believe with me that you're free of this condemnation. Father, I thank you for the authority that you've given each and every one of your people here. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, you said, you have given us authority over all, not 50%, not 75%, but all of the enemy in Jesus' name. Condemnation is the enemy to Isaac. I command you by the power and the blood of Jesus to leave him now, in Jesus' name, and I don't mean maybe, you go from him right now in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, for your delivering power going through him and getting all that garbage out of his mind in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that he's a walking, talking child, son of God. In Jesus' name, and I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, because it is done. Praise you, Father, that Isaac is free from all condemnation. If he's walking and talking Jesus now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I believe it's done. Everybody believe that? Amen. Amen. Yes, I have received. That's what the word says to say. Amen. Yeah, Missy.
I want to add self-condemnation to that too. In the yep. name of Jesus, self-condemnation must go in the name of Jesus. No more, I could have done better. That's a lie. We cast that down in the name of Jesus. Should have known better, could have done better. We cast all that down. It's a lie in the name of Jesus. It's all grace. It's all by God's grace and not legalism or condemnation. Self-condemnation is gone too. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You got it, Isaac. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Start confessing who you are in Christ, everybody. Start confessing it every day. I have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. All things work together for my good through Christ, and I praise you for it, Father. I have all blessings available to me, glory to God. And how many of you know how many blessings all blessings are? It's bigger than anything we can imagine. How many of you knows about the glory? He says all the blessings in glory. How big is glory? You can't imagine how big it is. Glory to God. It's big. It's huge. As Trump says, it's huge, y'all. It's huge. Glory to God. All right. Yeah, that's right, Pat. Yeah, Missy. Is this going to be one of them little short ones?
Yeah. No, I can't say. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made Isaac free from the law of sin and death. And all of us. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That was another famous one that John Lake liked. The spirit of life in Christ Jesus made him free from the spirit of the law of sin and death. Glory to God. Yeah, Samuel. Or Tiana. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Caught you. Uh-huh. Come on back.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, your audio is real loud.
Wait, is he joking?
Okay, go on.
Wait, can you hear us, sir?
Yeah, they're on the line.
Oh, sorry. I just think that you had testimony.
That's better. That's better.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago on the Women's Fellowship, they prayed for me, or they prayed in general, about condemnation and self-condemnation. And since then, my life has just completely changed. Like, just so many things. There's just 10 million different testimonies of how my life has changed since then. And I can see now when that spirit speaks to me. And before, I didn't even know. I thought it was just my conscience or something, but it was the enemy. I've just been set free from so much legalism, and just the Lord's just opened my eyes to see all these things, and we're free in Jesus. He literally paid everything. Everything. Yeah. Eternity.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I am free from all condemnation. Jesus is
Thank you, girl. Amen. You are free, Tiana. So is Samuel and David, too. Lord, we thank you for a curse-free house in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that your angels are all around about their place there. We praise you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. How many is being encouraged tonight? I am. I am. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got any encouraging words they'd like to spread out to the rest of us? Yeah, Aunt Rhoda.
Hi, everyone. Hello. So the process with my mom, it's getting quite interesting because she's unwell. They're asking for health assessments and stuff, and I saw a few people were sort of discussing online, and I said, I'm not going to receive that bad report. And I was reading Matthew, and something kept coming up. Jesus kept asking, what shall I do for you? You know, with the blind man said, you know, go get him. Says, what do you want me to do for you? With, was it James and I think John's mom? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? And I thought, is it selfish, you know, to keep asking? But people were listening to Jesus, you know, and a whole day without food, without anything, they were seeking him out, you know, till the evening gets there and they say, you know, we have to get them food because it's getting dark. And I thought, if people were going that far and they understood his majesty and he lives in me and I can hear his voice and he's my shepherd and he's asking, you know, he constantly said, what shall I do for you? I said, Lord, the times when I have been at my very end on my knees, you've been my everything and I have sought you and I have asked you and you have come through. So Lord, give me that. Give me that desire for you so deeply without the torture, without the torment, without the, you know, all the other pain that gets me there. And it was almost instantaneous. And I said, say, thank you, Lord, because this process is so difficult. No one will share your glory. It's only your hand that's going to be seen when this thing goes through. It's you and it's just you, Lord. And so I praise God. I thank God because we can ask and we shall receive. It's his promise. Yep. He said it, you know, and not for anything that we did or anything, but because it's his righteousness. It's his glory. It's his works. We're his children. It's him, his strength, you know, It's just amazing what we have, you know, right here with us. It's so amazing. And I pray that the Lord makes it evident every morning how amazing the gift we have with us is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, Andrew.
I just want to remind the people of what it says in Titus. Chapter 1, verse 2, God who lies not, he promised. And what it says in Hebrews 6:18, impossible for God to lie. Just think about all your promises. It's impossible for him to lie. Praise the Lord and God.
Amen. That's what I kept bringing up today, Lord. I said, Lord, I know you're not a liar. Bless God, this is going to happen. Glory to God, and I'm telling you the truth. It was awesome. Yeah, Missy.
This is the random verse that my Vines Bible app brought up for me today. Esther 5:6. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to half the kingdom, it shall be performed. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, that's right. That's right. God is not a liar. So if you pray and believe, he's not a liar. He's going to fulfill his part. Your part is just to believe. Yeah, Isaac.
Yeah, I just want to pick up on that too. Like Andrew said, you know, he's not, you know, and here's how awesome it is. One time I had a dream and God came to me in my dream. Now, and the thing was, he came to me as David Ilzo in the dream, but in the dream, I just knew it was God. But I think that resembled the spiritual authority. Anyways, but he started talking to me, but as he talked, I started seeing the creation happen. He was reading Matthew chapter 24 to me, actually. He read Matthew chapter 24 to me. And as he read it to me, I started to see it. And I was transported into it. And that's what I'm trying to say is when God speaks, life happens, right? And there's life in that word, man. It's just our job to believe it and thank God for a measure of his faith. Ain't that right? But that's amazing. If he speaks the word, the life has been breathed, man, in which it's already been breathed, right? And it's Jesus Christ in us, John 1:14, the word made flesh. And he dwelt among us and in us. And so, yeah, man, hallelujah. Thank you for the prayer. So uplifted, man. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said your faith don't have to be no bigger than a mustard seed. You'll move a mountain. You can shake a mustard seed out of a salt shaker. That's how big it is. So that means you don't have to have the great big bold faith that you think these people have. Just the size of a mustard seed to move a mountain over into the ocean. There ain't nothing that God won't do for you if you just believe. And all you got to do is just agree with him. That's all you got to do, just agree with you. Yeah, Lord, I know you're going to do this, Lord of God, and I thank you for it because it's already done. I praise you, Father, that it's already done. Remember that book, From Prison to Praise? He praised God in the mountains. He praised him in the valleys too, didn't he? He praised him when he didn't think praise was even necessary, but he praised him. God, everything answered too. That's just part of it. That's just part of it. Faith is believing those things that are not as though they were. Every breath is praise. Well, sure. Y'all want to hear every breath is praise? Y'all want to sing along? Anybody not want to sing along, raise your hand. No, don't raise your hand. Okay, let's see if I can find it.
Michael, can I read just a verse while you're doing that?
Yes, sure. You certainly can.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every, that includes everything, spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And every includes everything. So we're very, very blessed. Thank you.
And chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay. All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready to get up here and start praising God? Okay, let's do it.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. In the wee hours of the morning, when we're running out of strength, that's when I know I gotta sing, I lift him up. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. If you're standing in the fire and the devil thinks he's won, oh, just lift your voice and remind that you're a blood-bought child of God. Yes. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. Come on back from the wilderness, the wilderness and roam. So weary from your test. Come on back from the wilderness and roaming. Come on back from the wilderness and lean upon his chest. Come on back from the wilderness, the wilderness and roaming. Come on back from the wilderness, so weary from your test. Back from the wilderness, the wilderness and roaming. Come on back from the wilderness and lean upon his chest. Oh, the latter will be greater. So child of God, keep moving on. Don't you know he's coming back in all.
I think I'll add that for tomorrow night. There you go. That'd be a good one to start out with. All right. Anybody else? I want to hear some more encouragement from somebody, someone, somebody. How many of you know God's in control? Amen. Me too. And if he's in control, what are we worried about? Nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're thinking that tomorrow night, tomorrow, Phil's coming home. But you're going to protect him all the way home. He's going to have a quick trip. He's going to be home with family before you know it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord of God.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Well, we got 17 minutes. Yes, good weather too. Amen. Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to read at least the first few verses of Psalm 72.
Go ahead.
Give the king thy judgment. This is reign of the righteous king. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He will judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with justice. The mountains shall bring peace to the people and the hills in righteousness. And he will judge the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy, and he will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee while the sun endureth, and so long as the moon, throughout all generations, he will come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace till the moon be no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall render tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him, for he will deliver the needy when he crieth, and the poor that hath no helper. He will have pity on the poor and needy, and the souls of the needy he will save. He will redeem their soul from oppression and violence, and precious will their blood be in his sight. And they shall live, and to him shall be given the gold of Sheba, and men shall pray for him continually. They shall bless him all the day long. There shall be abundance of grain in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him happy. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Woohoo. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for an awesome psalm. Glory to God.
You're muted, Michael.
Okay, I'm sorry. Malcolm, go ahead.
I just wondered if other people sense this too. I've been listening to Psalms over and over, I don't know, for many, many years. And when I hear Missy reading the Psalms there, or just about any time I hear the Psalms, I get this, like, this supernatural sense of joy, and I don't understand it, but it's, does anybody else feel that? It's like this, there's something supernatural about it.
Yeah, absolutely. When I read it, it's when I get those great sensations that you're talking about. I do the same thing. I read a psalm every day.
I mean, there'll, you know, 150 of them, but, you know, in a couple of days, I can, depending on what I'm doing. Sometimes, you know, when we're working, we can listen all day long if it's manual labor outside or, you know, something like that. But in a day or two, sometimes I can get through all of them and start over again.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do 150 days. I go another 150 days. That's 300. Then I do 65 of them. Then I start all over the first time. Yeah.
It's exciting. It's just very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
You know, let me just pray, Lord. I just ask that you someday bring to our, not some, well, I just feel like there's something way beyond what we've ever sensed of the glory of God in these things. And, you know, I think about the psalm that this young man in the revival in the island of Lewis, there was a young man that stood up in the hay barn. They were all kneeling in the hay. He stood up and he said, it was in Gaelic, but he said in Gaelic it was not quite as bad in Gaelic, but he said, it's just so much humbug for us to be here praying, you know, if we haven't, I forget even what he was saying there, so much humbug. And then he read this, not this text that you read, Missy, but the one in, is it Psalms 20? I forget. I shouldn't. But anyway, it was like, as soon as he said that, the whole place, something happened in the spirit, and the revival started breaking out.
Praise God.
Anyway, it's exciting.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Sammy.
Tiana's good. Three testimonies.
The other day, David, he somehow cut his lip and it was there for a few days, like physically. But as soon as it happened, he just like started screaming and crying, and we just picked him up and we just prayed. And like 2 seconds after we finished praying, he just got off my lap and just went and started playing again. And he didn't cry at all. Even though it looked so bad for like days and days after, you could see it, but he didn't, it wasn't affecting him. It was just so awesome. And the other day, something, I went to a trial with my back. It was like my ribs were like crushing my back and the pain was just so severe and I couldn't get in any comfortable position, and it was this big trial. But during the daytime when I had to have all this stuff to get done, and I was just like, Lord, because I wasn't agreeing with it, the pain's gotta go. I don't agree with it. Jesus paid the price and everything. And I'm like, Lord, I've got so much I gotta get done today, and you're just gonna have to do it. And I just kept ignoring the pain, kept ignoring it, casting it down, and then God just like took away the pain or gave me like supernatural energy, or so I couldn't even feel it or something, like the whole day. And then as soon as I got back to go to bed, I felt it again. I went through the trial, but God was so faithful to get me through it. And one more was how I messaged about to pray for my gramps. So we just spoke to him before, and he's had all these really bad stuff happen, which is good because it's humbling him, we know, to accept Jesus. But he can't walk anymore, apparently. And we're talking to him on the phone, and he's explaining all these bad sicknesses. And he's just laughing the whole time about it. Like, just all these bad things happening to him. And then his wife's mother, who lives with them, she had a stroke and she can't walk. And he's just laughing, like, and not in a bad way, like in an actual, like he had actual joy, like some supernatural joy from the Lord. And he was open to talk about Jesus. And God actually sent a lady to talk to him about Jesus while he's in hospital. And he was open to her, and he thought it was a sign from God because she was like a Methodist, and he said his mom was a Methodist or something. And so God just answered all the prayers, and yeah, praise him.
Praise
all
him.
His glory.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. You're so good, God. You're so good. Praise the Lord. My, my, my. repeat after me. I am a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things in me are new. All things in me are of God. And I am reconciled by God through Christ. And he has given me the ministry of reconciliation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just confess things like that every day, who you are in Christ. And watch what happens. You'll walk through the day. When you pray in the Spirit, listen, when you pray in the Spirit, if you can do it at the beginning of the day, that's the best time. Because it sets your day for you. Your days go a whole lot better when you pray in the Spirit before you go. It sets the tone for the day. And I tell you something else that I found out about tones. It makes it, it builds up love in your heart like Jesus had for everybody. Even the ones that come against you. You want God to do something in their life to bring them back around, you know. Whew, my. Somebody ought to be shouting. Glory to God. All right. Well, we're kind of getting right down to the closing part here. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share? I'll tell you what happened today, but I ain't got near about enough time. We don't run out of time. Oh, dear God. Hey, listen, I'll tell you something. Don't miss it tomorrow. It's not in a lot of people's mind. It's not a leg growing out or anything like that kind of. It's just a good miracle. Not one, but multiple. And so with that, 21 hours, Joe B says. I think everybody here will enjoy it. Because I tell you what it does for us when we hear these kind of miracles. It opens up a new realm of believing for you when you hear them. You can believe for anything when you hear certain miracles. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm telling you. I had it, David and I both had it in us that we were going to do this by faith. And, you can try to cajole me, but I ain't going to do, I ain't listening, la, 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 la. But don't put God in a box. You can't put God in a box. When he speaks, when the Lord speaks, universes form. You understand? Go ahead, Lana. Yeah, what was that, Samuel? Let me say again. Is that a pepper? Or a carrot? Oh, man. Go ahead, Lana.
I'm so glad the meeting's at my house tomorrow.
All right, girl. Yeah, you're going to listen to it firsthand. I'm telling you, it's you're going to enjoy it.
Hey, I wanted to just ask for agreement and prayer. We need to go to Missouri to take care of some paperwork involving taxes. And last I recall, we had our taxes, this Missouri state proof of taxes paid piece of paper, important piece of paper. We had it here somewhere. and we can't find it. And I think Theo can get a replacement in Missouri, but I think it would save him a lot of time not to have to go do that before he gets the rest of the paperwork done. So please just agree with me that okay. It is found and it is placed in some place in our home where we will find it before we leave to Missouri this weekend. Thank you, Lord. The angels are on top of it already. Because I've looked everywhere and I'm leaving it to the Lord. So thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Angels put it right exactly where you know that Lana's going to pick it up and say, oh, here it is. How'd he get here? Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's right.
He did. And, oh, quick energy. Testimony.
Go.
Speaking of misplaced things, about a week or two ago, I was heading to Maryville, and I noticed that I couldn't find my favorite pair of sunglasses. And I thought, well, been there, done that. Lord, I command the angels to go stick them someplace where I'll find them, because I couldn't find them. And I was like, nope, I did not lose these. It's happened before. And I arrived at Kroger's and pulled out Gabe's stroller, and they were in there. And I was like, man, that was quick. And I thought, well, there's another pair that I haven't seen in a while. So I command the angels to place that one where I can see them too. And I was going through a drawer today, and I was like, oh, there they are. I've got two pairs now, both intact and back in my possession. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, you heard the testimony about Bob Accardi, didn't you? He lost his sunglasses out in the ocean. And the next day they found them.
The angel
went and got them and put them on the other guy's hook. I forget who it was. And he brought him out with a fishing pole. you're talking about not a pond, not a lake, but an ocean, for goodness sake. Got all kinds of farmers in there running around swallowing sunglasses and things, you know. Glory to God. All right, Malcolm.
I've already told this story here before, but it was so exciting. Cindy and I were on our honeymoon down in the Wowie, Maui, and off the coast, swimming around, and I had my nice watch and in my pocket. I bought this watch in Singapore, and it was a nice watch, and Citizen. Anyway, I had it in my swimming shorts and pocket there, and so I got back to shore and realized I didn't have my watch. And then I realized it had fallen off out in the ocean somewhere. Anyway, I've already told the story. It's quite a long story if I go into all the detail. But we went back the next day, and I saw the band. Cindy and I were swimming out there looking around for watches out in the ocean. I saw the band picking up out of the sand a little bit. It was quite a ways down. So I was afraid to go up to the surface. And so I just thought maybe I could hold my breath long enough to get way down there, and finally got it. Anyway, the people on the shore, sorry to say, tell a story again, because I know I've told it before, but people on the shore were, you know, looking quite worried about us, because here the two of us are out there screaming our heads off in the ocean. So happy. That was definitely a miracle, I have to tell you.
Amen. I caught a bass one time down in Texas. In a lake, a small lake. I caught a bass in a small lake down in Texas. Or got him all the way almost up to my boat. Or no, I was standing on the shore. Almost up to the shore, and the line broke. And it was a big O. Y'all know what a big O is. Some of you do. Anyway, it's a fishing lure. Anyway, done. 2 or 3 days later, I was able to go back down there and fish, and caught the same fish with the big old lure still hung on it. Now, what's I'm telling you, God is good. I didn't even know the Lord did. I was about as heathen as you can get. They still call yourself a human. Lord, we just thank you for all of us coming into your kingdom, Father, because it's a different world. It is an awesome free world that we live in now because we have you in us. We're new creations, glory to God, and we don't have to put up with none of that garbage, what we used to do all the time, and we praise you for it, Father. We are free. Those that are free are what? Free indeed, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, uh-oh. All right, Lana, go ahead. Got just a little bit.
I'm going to throw another one in.
All right.
So some of y'all know that I bake bread and Julie does too. And so we kind of go back and forth about our results. And then the last sister's prayer meeting, I asked them to agree with me that the Lord would help me figure out why my bread was not turning out as it had in Missouri. It was going flat on me, or flatter than I liked. And Julie happened to share some videos with me that she thought might help. And what was interesting is when I watched these videos, it wasn't the main content of the videos that helped me, but it was something the woman said that got me thinking. And I know this was of the Lord because I agreed and I said, Lord, I know you're going to just bring it to my mind and we're going to, and it's going to resolve this issue. And I decided to tweak my, my method a little bit, and I knew I was on top of it. And, praise the Lord, I got beautiful loaves this week. I was so excited to be back on track. And I was like, Lord, you are so good. All it took was a few words that the woman said that got me thinking off track. And I was like, this must be of the Lord. I got to try this. And praise the Lord. He answered the prayer, you know, within hours of praying last Friday with the sisters. So thank you, Lord. I was pretty excited to see some good bread come out of my oven.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't think it was anything but good bread come out of your oven, girl, because everything I've gotten from you has been delicious fried. It was good.
Praise the Lord. Praise
yeah,
the Lord.
Amen. And I truly love that fruit bread. Oh, God. Oh, my. I hurt myself in that stuff. All right. Good night, everybody. I love you. We'll see y'all next time. Glory to God.
Night.